been taken care of by some social worker.
And you don't have the same problem in Iceland yet?
Yeah, well, we are starting to have problems here because of this kind of thing. And it has happened very fast recent years. And this happened before I was joining to the Nordic Resistance.
Was this trip to Norway, or when you experienced that there were racial strangers around here, was this the moment you got red-pilled on this issue, or did you get red-pilled before that?
I got red-pilled before this. It was not exactly the problem with racial foreigners that made me to wake up. It was this certain book. And I believe I was born nationalistic since I was fascinated with history and the Icelandic sagas. I was interested in my roots from Viking times and the Second World War. In my youth, the war equipment, like the tanks, the airplanes, warships, and submarines, was for me really fascinating, and the great historical battle as well. In my teens, there were no one that I could call a nationalistic around me, maybe some kind of a patriot, but I was not so much into any ideology that I would say was because of a lack of knowledge, and in certain ways some indoctrination from school. The history books did not teach about anything ideological, and surely spoke from the victor's side, since it is the conqueror who write the history. I did not come across any ideology until in 2007, where I found a certain book called Mein Kampf. That would be the time I became really red-pilled or woke up. It was like everything that was going into my mind, that there was something just that really clicked.
You have always felt this way. It was natural for you. And when you read this, it was like somebody has written it finally. Yeah, I know that feeling.
Then everything starts to make sense. After reading the book, I finally come to the decision: I am a national socialist.